Yes, sir. We's right proud to have him. Hot dang, we sure is.
Yep, sure is.
Mine, the youngins ain't had this many folk around in a dog's age. Kind of warmed up this old empty cabin where no decent folk been lit long enough to visit for nigh on a couple of years. Ain't that right, Mom? Sure is right nice, too. Been since little Mishak got himself stuck up top of the tree in Aught 5.
Ma, I reckon that was Aught 3, weren't it?
Mishak, don't you be sassing your Ma.
Sorry, Ma.
We was right down ashamed to hear that ungrateful Texas elf left them fine Stuart folk last Christmas. It just weren't neighborly.
Sure enough have been a lynching if an a right brung up mountain elf done something that low.
You sure said it true, Mishak. They'd been lynching for sure. First off, I thought they was revenuers. But they's just old folk.
Billy Jehoshaphat, you! I ain't gonna have no disrespecting of elders.
Yes'm, Ma. Sorry, folk. Well, now, let's see. The Stuarts is new to these here Middle Tennessee hills. Ain't been around here long, neither. So we's a-doing a little sipping. A lot of listening. Scratching. Thinking. Well, mostly just sipping and listening. But we done learned a fair bit while a-sneaking down them attic stairs yonder to Mr. Jack Stillenback. Doggies, they been right busy, too. Here's what we done found it out. For a spell, we thought they was giant, Texas-size elves, because they was living with boxes just like we does. Some of them boxes packed last Christmas still ain't being reopened. But they ain't no elves, giant or otherwise. They's just folk. The Great Music City Convoy, that's what Mishak called it, from Burleson, Texas to Franklin, Tennessee, took near 11 months in a fast wagon yoked to a slow mule. You know they's got young'uns, too. Fine young ball stock by mountain standards. Fine stock. They's probably Davy Crockett's kin come back from Texas. The general could have used them young'uns back in 64. Dang Yankees.
Ma, I think Grandpa Yule's had enough eggnog for tonight.
Daddy? You settle down or I'm a cork in the jug for a week.
Now, where was we? Kelly. Kelly, the oldest, she's still working in Bryan College Station, Texas. Buggy must have broke, because she's been there since finishing school last year.
I went up till the fourth grade, Billy J.
Mishak, boy, if I have to tell you again. Kelly, she ain't got back to school yet, but she's still a-thinking on it. Took Evan and Autumn in at the new boarding house. Gone hunting for a new cabin, too. She got a new buggy. We saw it at Thanksgiving. Woo-wee, was it nice. Had a scratch on it, though. Mishak, Ma told you not to touch that buggy. You remember that big feller, Daryl, what Kelly brung to Thanksgiving dinner? You know anything about that scratch?
Nope.
Evan, the middle child, picked himself a mountain flower from Montana and got hitched in August.
A beautiful mountain flower, Billy J.
Cousin Pierre, them Canada Yules, slipped down across the border. Said they was a hootenanny of a barn dance. Said they was foreigners from California, Tennessee, Texas, and all kinds of places in the Montana hills, and none of them was shot. Mr. Evan and Miss Autumn Nolte is now Mr. and Miss Stuart. Heard tell they was late to the barn dance. Said they was making a cake. Uh-huh. Then they went to the woods to make more cake. Uh-huh. About a week before Christmas, old Evan become one of them graduated Texas Aggies.
Woo!
He's coming to more schooling at that Southern Seminary up to Louisville, Kentucky next year. Autumn's right happy, because now they can leave Texas.
What's that, Ma? I said, land sakes, that girl's a-wearing her bustle wrong and might be a grandbaby here for next Christmas.
Ma's not usually wrong about such. I guess they've still been a-making a cake. Kate, the youngest, is done playing that volleyball game. Too old, I suspect.
What's volleyball, Billy J?
It's a game where them girls get in skimpy clothes, watch too tight, and jump up and down, throwing a ball around a fish net and slapping each other.
I thought that was mud wrestling, Billy J.
There's no ball in mud wrestling, Mishak. Ma says they let men in the woman's school, too, and ain't gonna call it Randolph-Macon no more. Probably them California men, Grandpa.
Dang Yankees!
Kate'll be studying at Vanderbilt U right here in Nashville next year. Kate and Dean, that English boy, sure talks funny. He's still planning to get hitched. Dean's supposed to move here in March.
Yeah!
Ma, better cork that jug. Grandpa's starting that rebel yell again. Bosses has lots of time, so Sharon's done learned to dance. Not barn dancing. Them fancy three-stepping waltzing dances. And some of them dances we've seen them Mexican elves are doing across the pike.
Billy J, you think they make them what they call nachos? I sure like them nacho things.
Mishak, you got some chores left, boy? Sharon Dunn played on 2 winning softball teams, too, right here in Franklin.
What happened in that there fall league?
Now, you just hush about that, Meshack. Hey, Platt, some of them old folks playing near died.
Yes, Ma.
Sharon's been a-traveling quite a spell. To Ponca City, Sunbury, Waukegan, Easton, Baltimore, KC, Malvern, Orlando, St. Louis, Alpharetta, and New York City. She's a downright world traveler, ain't she, Meshack?
Malvern? Over there in Rutherford County?
Boy, you'd sure try the patience of Job. Dave's been right to home here. He's been laying around in boxes with the dog, just a-scratching and a-thinking and a-sipping, right to home. Been on vacation a few months since no one wanted to hire an old fella from Texas. Been taking care of the dog since Quasi's legs don't work too good no more. Sure is a hoot to watch that dog trying to scratch himself, though. Dave's been writing some, too. Now he's working again as a network engineer. Drives them big, fast electronic trains, I'm a-guessing. Contractor. Huh. He best not be stepping too far into them hills. Though I hear he got kinfolk roundabouts, a bunch of old brewers. Yes, sir. I heard we got a bushel of peckling somewhere in these hills. Ma, Meshack, and the rest of the Yule kin is going to watch these folk right. Come by for chaw and a sip, but remember, Grandpa's still pretty first shot. Don't no one forget to remember what the good book said, too. It's what us elves is about.
Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.